Yes, all right, I chose to come to the Old Navy for my Black Friday experience because of the Lego Rock Band. The Lego Rock Band deal was kind of cool, and I wanted to see who would show up, and it seems like we've got a pretty good crew of gamers here, but sitting right next to me is May and Brandon. You want to say hi, guys?
Hi.
Hello.
Now, tell me, why the heck did you choose this one? Was it just the promotion? The fact that it was at Old Navy? Was it the fact that you're going to get Rock Band? I mean, what's the deal?
Yeah, quite honestly, it was just such a good deal. We have a $10 gift card already for Old Navy that we've been waiting to burn, and the fact that we only have to spend $20 to get a $50 game, basically, we're getting it for 10 bucks. It's
sounds really cool. It sounds like it made a lot of sense to me. As soon as I saw the promotion, I said, okay, well, this is going to attract the exact type of customer that's interested, in Old Navy clothes. I mean, it's just like, let's face it, it's just like there's a connection there between the gamer and the content in the store, is there not? I mean, would you say that?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I'd say that maybe Old Navy appeals to a younger generation, maybe younger generation like those kind of games, but I don't necessarily think that they go together. I think it's a bold move on their part. I don't know how much they invested in buying the games, considering it's a newer game.
Yeah.
And what sort of capital that's going to come at, because we're going for the bare minimum in order to get the game. We're not one of the ones who are going to be spending like $200 on Black Friday now and then just getting the game as well. We're here for just for the promotion. So
now, what's your strategy? strategy, because it's just like, it's not just first in the door, it's to, spend $20.
Well,
so
actually,
what's your strategy here?
I believe the rules stated that they're going to actually give out wristbands. And on the wristbands is going to say which console that you prefer.
Oh, is that true? Okay. Wow, you guys did your research. You actually looked into the actual rules and stuff. I'm just showing up here with my iPhone and taking some interviews. So.
Got to be really tactical these days.
Oh, that's cool. And it makes a lot of sense, It's just like keeps people from, doing the whole gift card strategy.
So much that I think that it's pretty brilliant to kind of sidestep the mob mentality that can happen on Black Friday by actually portioning out who gets first dibs. And
that
not
does
feel pressured of having to check out as quickly as possible.
Yeah, that's really true. I was at a Target a couple years ago, and they had a special doorbuster on a LCD screen, and of course they handed out the tags to people who were interested in it. So that's a pretty good idea. What do you think? Do you think they have a lot of these? They said very limited supply. What's your indication about how many each store is going to have?
I called ahead again, being very tactical about it. They said around 50 wristbands at least. So I don't know if that means.
Right. It could be evenly by console. It could be leaning more toward one. Who really knows at this point, so.
Well, that's really cool. Well, thanks very much for spending a few minutes with me. It's just like, I'll show you where it is on the blog, and I hope somebody got some insight out of that. Talk to you later.